Jug band music is basically proto blues and jazz. It was before jazz had a formula, basically, and musicians were really free to do whatever they wanted, and it was driven by the jug as bass, which kind of mimics a tuba.
The story behind Bags and Quarters is it's about a lot of us, actually. We've all ended up in certain circumstances where we're not exactly able to stay at the place that we're staying, and have to hit the road and, you know, pack your bags and quarters and take it somewhere else. We've all kind of bounced around houses, you know, and obviously sometimes girlfriends are involved and they are not too happy with your current situation, especially being a musician, so I think that really applies to a lot of the band members.
The music is, I guess you could describe it as like a beautiful mess. Like, it's, there's room to get kind of wonky with it, but it always comes back together and just has like a really good feeling with it.
Jug band music really isn't hard to play. There's not really any incredibly hard structures to the songs. It's not like trying to learn jazz or classical music or anything like that. Anybody could pick up a guitar and learn it. But really what comes through in the performances that people want to see and that they love so much about is, I think they see that whoever's playing it feels it. It's a feeling that's involved. She told me back.
Busking, it's very simple. It's just anyone putting a skill to use and putting it out on the street and seeing if people like it and trying to earn some dollars. If they don't have a regular job or maybe they just need extra money, just put that skill to use and put it out there and see what happens. When it comes to busking, even if just everyone stopped, that would be great. I mean, money is definitely even better, but just them stopping and enjoying the music and taking that time out of their day, that means enough to me.